catches. I'm talking about dumping your used barbecue coals willy-nilly or parking your car on tall, dry grass. That can lead to poof! Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. But listen, being a South Carolinian, I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous, deciduous, or new car scented. So if you love the outdoors like me, go to smokybear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention, because fire safety is always in season. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Medford, what's up?
Tufts Freeform Radio.
Yeah.
91.5.
This is Black Stripes or White Keys.
Yeah.
And happy Monday night to everyone listening. We have some indie rock bops for you today.
We do.
That we will be coming up with as we do the show, because we have 3 songs on our playlist.
Hey, right, that's now. Not 0, that is 3.
Yeah, I think that's you know, that's pretty good for us. So, yeah. Yeah,
I mean, some days we're more prepared than others, and you know, today is just not one of those days.
Yeah. You know, it just sometimes it just happens.
Well, I'm going to head over to the good old playlist right now and add some music. But what's up first, Trisha?
First, it looks like scratch card lanyard by dry cleaning, but hang on, because I just gotta change a couple things up here. So, have you been listening to any good music recently?
Today I listened to two Dive albums, which I've played their music on here before. They're really good. Good stuff.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're going to have the Indie Rocks soon, but first we're just going to play some random stuff because of some technical difficulties, but we'll see you in a sec.
Okay.
All right. Wait, it stopped. Oh, crap.
His heart like crucifixion nails, shaking fists and red as gleam. You never stood a chance when the anger ran red on Fleet Street. You turn your eyes to France. Humble, far from Dublin, chased across the way. Sharp enough to slice through every page. Destitute and beaten by the system of the crown. The bitter pill you swallow tastes sweeter going down. And looking back on the great indifference, looking back at the limestone walls, thinking how in New York. The past was so seductive when the paid to hear you talk. Baccarat and champagne flutes, tobacco from Virginia, long before the Lord and Lord ratted Oscar Wilde a sinner. Looking back on the cold bleak winter, looking back on those long
years have passed, but you're still charming. Rose falling and exploding. You can't save the world on your own, I guess. Don't send me it. You keep it. You keep it. You keep it. Weak arms can't open the door. Kung Fu Council. It'll be okay, I just need to be weird and hide for a bit and eat an old sandwich from my bag. I've come here to make a ceramic shoe, and I've come to smash what you made. I've come to learn how to mingle. I've come to learn how to dance. I've come to join a knitting circle. I've come to hand weave my own bunk bed ladder in a few short sessions. It's a Tokyo bouncy ball, it's an Oslo bouncy ball, it's a Rio de Janeiro bouncy ball. Filter, I love these mighty oaks, don't you? Do everything and feel nothing, wristband, theme park, scratch card, lanyard. Do everything and feel nothing. Do everything and feel nothing. Pat Dad on the head. Alright, you big loud mouth, and thanks very much for the Twix. I think of myself as a hardy banana with that waxy surface and small, delicate flowers. A woman in aviators firing a bazooka. A woman in aviators firing a bazooka. To make a ceramic shoe, and I've come to smash what you made. I've come to learn how to mingle. I've come to learn how to dance. I've come to join a knitting circle. That's just child chat. Why don't you want oven chips now? It's a Tokyo bouncy ball, it's an Oslo bouncy ball, it's a Rio de Janeiro bouncy ball. Filter, I love these mighty oaks, don't you? Do everything and feel nothing, wristband, theme park, scratch card, lanyard. Do everything and feel nothing. Do everything and feel nothing. Together, you've got a new coat, new hair. Well, I tell you one thing, you've got it coming. One day you're gonna get it.
Thank you.
You're listening to Dummy MFO Medford. Yeah. Black Stripes or White Keys.
Whoa.
Whoa. That was 10-20-10 by Generationals. And before that, we had Neutered Fruit by St. Vincent. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I don't think you can hear me.
Oh. Sorry. I accidentally cut out my co-host.
Now I can hear myself.
I had the wrong mic on.
Oh, okay, we're good now.
Yes.
I'm here.
We need to hear your lovely voice.
Thank you.
Yes. You are the heart and soul of Black Stripes or White Keys.
I'm only half of that, though.
Fine, you're just the heart. I can be the soul.
Yeah, that works.
Okay.
So, we got a PSA for you. Here it goes. When you stop and think about it, it's pretty easy to be more energy efficient at home. There are lots of simple things you can do, like installing energy-saving light bulbs, talking to your parents about Energy Star appliances, turning off lights and entertainment devices when not in use, unplugging chargers and using smart power strips, even taking advantage of natural heat and cooling by opening and closing windows and blinds. With a few simple steps, you can join millions of kids who are using their energy wisely. So what's your excuse? Seriously, what's your excuse? Okay, that was an ad lib. Learn more at loseyourexcuse.gov, a message from the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Very important.
Yeah,
energy. Saving energy. Saving energy can save you money. It can save the planet.
It can help. I don't know if it'll save the planet. I think we're too far gone. You know, sorry, kids.
Contribution. Yeah,
but you know, we are. It's our civic duty.
It is
to be energy efficient.
So you know what week it is? It's Halloween week.
It is
very spooky.
It's best time of year.
It, you know, yeah. I mean, I don't know. There's some holidays that I really like more, like Christmas.
I could see that.
We're always having, we've had so many technical
difficulties. Yeah, there's a mic that's broken in here and it just, it's never gotten fixed, so it just fell off.
Yeah.
But it's okay.
But yeah, no, it's spooky season out there. Everyone stay safe. Stay safe from the tricks.
Only treats. No tricks, only treats.
Only treats on Black Stripes or White Keys.
Yep.
Yeah.
No tricks.
Yeah.
Except maybe when we make stupid conspiracy theories, like that Jumbo is real.
And yeah.
Tony Monaco's just a puppet.
Yeah. Stay tuned for our conspiracy crackdown segment later.
We'll have to do something spooky. Maybe we'll do like a ghost story. I know it's not, that can be a conspiracy.
Yeah, because ghosts are kind of conspiracies. I mean, they're going against the natural order of
life. There's a debate on whether ghosts are real, you know.
Yeah, I'm going to count it as a conspiracy.
Yeah.
I think it's a conspiracy.
True.
But, yeah.
Yeah, let's, so we're going to play a lot of Halloween music now, or Halloween-y music, you know. So this one is a popular one.
Yeah, Halloween time.
Whoa.
My monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the castle east to the master bedroom where the vampires feast. The ghouls all came from their humble abodes to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash. The zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guests included Dracula and his son. The scene was rocking, all were digging the sounds. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hounds. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the mash.
It got on in a flash.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash. Out from his coffin, Rex's voice did ring. Seemed he was troubled by just
just one thing. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said, whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash.
The monster mash.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the mash.
It's caught on in a flash.
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash. Now everything's cool, Drac's a part of the band, and my monster mash is the hit of the land. For you, the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them Boris sent you.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
The monster mash.
And do my graveyard smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
Mash good! Easy, God, you impetuous young boy. Mash good!
Monster mash good!
Thank you. It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll. But listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
I've got to keep control.
Just a jump to the left.
And then a step to the right.
With your hands on your hips.
You bring your knees to your side. Where is the pelvic thrust? It really does you insane. Let's do the time warp again. Let's do the time warp again.
It's a dream. Free me so you can't see me. No, not at all. In another dimension with voyeuristic intention. Well secluded, I see all.
With a bit of a mind flip,
you're into the time slip.
And nothing can ever be the same.
Spaced out on sensation.
Like you're under sedation.
Let's do the time warp again. Let's do the time warp again.
Well, I was walking down the street just to have a thing. When a snake of a guy gave me an evil wing. He shook on me up, he took me by surprise. He had a pickup track and the devil's eyes.
To the left.
Let me step to the right.
Put your hands on your hips.
No way!
A dimension not only of sight and sound, but of mind.
Whoa.
A journey into a wondrous land whose boundaries are that of imagination. Your next stop.
91.5 WMFO, Medford.
And you will see, this is our town of Halloween.
This is Halloween, this is Halloween.
Pumpkins scream in the dead of night.
This is Halloween, everybody make a scene.
Trick or treat,
tell the neighbors on the diaphragm.
It's our town, everybody's free.
In this town of Halloween.
I am the one hiding under your bed. Teeth ground sharp and eyes glowing red.
I am the one hiding under your stairs. Fingers like snakes and spiders in my hair.
This is Halloween, this is Halloween. Halloween, 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 Halloween.
In this town we call home, everyone hail to the pumpkin song.
In this town, don't we love it now? Everybody's waiting for the next surprise.
Round that corner and hiding in the trash can. Something's waiting now to pounce and how you'll scream.
This is Halloween.
Red and black.
And slimy green.
Aren't you scared?
Well, that's just fine.
Say it once, say it twice. Take a chance and run.
Donald the Trace!
I am the who in the cold who's there.
I am the wind blowing through your hair.
I am the shadow on the moon at night, filling your dreams to the brim with fright.
This is Halloween, this is Halloween. Halloween, 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 Halloween,
Halloween.
No fun without a good scare.
That's our job.
But we're not mean in our town of Halloween.
In this town,
don't we love it now?
Everyone's waiting for the next surprise.
Skeleton Jack might catch you in the back and
scream like a banshee, make you jump out of your skin.
This is Halloween, everybody scream.
Won't you please make way for a very special guy?
Woman Jack is king of the pumpkin patch. Everyone hail to the pumpkin king.
Now this is Halloween, this is Halloween. Halloween, 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 Halloween.
In this town we call home, everyone hail to the pumpkin song.
Halloween!
Woo!
This is Halloween because Halloween is happening on
Sunday.
I had to think about it for a second.
It's happening.
Yeah. Halloween's happening. You know what else is happening?
1 second.
Something very exciting.
Something
that we do
very
every Monday
exciting
night.
Is going to happen.
Closer to 8 o'clock every night, every Monday, we do
Conspiracy Crackdown.
Love it.
Yes. It's obligatory.
So today we're going to be talking about something spooky, right?
Yeah, I'm going to share a few ghost stories from good old Reddit. So these are all like things people have said on Reddit, so you know, take it with a grain of salt. You don't know if they're telling the truth or not, but you know, a lot of people come out saying they have like weird experiences that they can't explain. In fact, I have a weird experience I can't explain, but you know, let's just read some other people's weird spooky stories and you know what, they're fun. Even if they're not real, they're fun, you know.
Yeah. Has Conspiracy Crackdown ever been about things being real?
No, except for the peanut butter.
Oh, yeah.
That was the only time.
That's true.
All right. So this story is called It Wasn't a Little Girl. I don't even know if it's really a story. It's just this is an article compiling good Reddit ghost stories. So the title is It Wasn't a Little Girl. So here is what the person said. I was camping with my husband and his family at a small remote lake in New Mexico. There were about 10 people in a group and another group of 6 people in the next campsite. It was nighttime and both groups were doing typical activities, making s'mores, having a few drinks, and telling stories, when we all heard what sounded like a little girl yelling out for help. Neither group had children with them, but we were all positive we were hearing a little girl and decided to search the area we heard the noises from together. There was a field behind our campsites, and we all saw a very tall, pure white figure standing maybe 100 feet away from us in the field, making the noises. We all agreed this thing looked maybe 6 feet tall, skinny, and as white as can be. We made our way closer to investigate, but whatever it was that we saw started backing off as we got closer, and it disappeared into the trees. All night we continued to hear a little girl calling for help as we tried to sleep. That's spooky.
That's really spooky. I don't like when, like, it's children that are being spooky because it makes it more spooky.
That's spooky.
The police sirens are always spooky. But you know, like in a horror movie where it's like about a demented child and like they're the spooky element?
Yeah.
That always gets me.
Kids are creepy.
Yeah. They're so small. Why are they so short?
Yeah, it's very perverse seeing like something that's supposed to be innocent be evil.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense. Yes. Thank you, film person.
Well, I did take a class on the horror film. It was an upper level class too. Ooh, we got in depth.
That's so fun.
It was a fun class. I recommend it to people if they want to take, if they like horror films. Yeah. There is a horror film class.
I like horror films.
Yeah. I don't know if it'll be offered this year, to be honest, because the person that teaches it, I think, is on leave, and I don't know if they're coming back next semester. Mm. So, that's unfortunate. Hopefully but so. If you're an underclassman. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Here's another one. So, this one is, like... Okay, so this is called The Walking Dead. And this person says, I'm a psychiatric nurse, and early in my career, I worked at a residential mental health facility. One of our residents was an elective mute, which means that he couldn't talk, but there were no medical reasons as to why. He had spoken earlier in his life, and in fact seemed quite, quote-unquote, normal back then, with the exception of being close to 7 feet tall. He had been raised in the Deep South and joined the military when he was 19, but one night he vanished. He was declared AWOL, and eventually he was declared missing and dead. 10 years later, a 7-foot-tall man walked into a VA hospital emergency room in my part of the Midwest and said to the receptionist, "My name is Marion Duchene, parentheses, not the real name, and I've been dead for 10 years. Those were the last words he ever spoke. He was covered with dust, and he was wearing the same clothes he'd been reported to be wearing the night he vanished. His social security number had not been used, and he had no identification on his person. However, they were able to identify him, I guess via fingerprints. The family was notified, but they said they had already grieved their lost man and that whomever was claiming to be him simply could not be. They demanded not to be contacted again. Marion paced all day out every day, moving his mouth that looked like talking or muttering, but no sound came out. He had an unnerving habit of throwing his head back with his mouth wide open as if he were laughing heartily, but not even a breath could be heard. If I talked to him, he appeared to listen, periodically throwing his head back in that laughter-mimicking way of his. Various medications are tried, but they did not affect him either positively or negatively. Occupational therapy did nothing because Marion would just grin unless told to stay put. He'd get up and start pacing again. On my last day at the job, the last thing I saw was Marion pacing in the parking lot, throwing his head back to laugh. Later, I wonder if all along I'd been dealing with a ghost. All these years later, I still don't know. Oh. I mean, I don't think if he's a ghost if everyone else saw him.
Yeah, what do you call that? Someone, so it's just, he's really a zombie, right? No, like, what do you call someone who comes back from the dead?
A zombie? Yeah, but he's not flesh-eating.
Yeah. Is that a necessary component of zombies?
That they're flesh-eating? I feel like it is.
Yeah, I've never heard of any other examples where a zombie just was there but didn't really
do anything.
Didn't eat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'd have to look up the technical definition of a zombie. But I don't know. Actually, I thought the saddest part of this is that the family didn't want to be contacted. And they were like, no, he's not around. That's not him. Oh. Isn't that sad? Like, yeah. Imagine if you were gone for 10 years and the family was like, no, I don't want to see him.
Yeah. I can imagine that being very hard to except
I know, but also, like, where was he for 10 years? Like, do you think maybe he was, like, held somewhere and, like, couldn't talk about it, it was traumatic? I don't know. That's, like, that's spooky.
I think he went off into the wilderness.
Maybe. I don't know. That's just a wild story. We'll do one last one. I'm going to tell you that I'm going to say the titles, and you pick which one you think.
Okay.
The Unrest Stop. It Came for Us in the Graveyard. It Was Good to See an Old Friend. Hell Hath No Fury Like a Woman Scorned.
Is that the choices?
No, there's some more. Death Came for Him. My Mother Attracted Evil. Evicted by a Ghost.
Evicted by a Ghost.
Okay. Shortly after college, I got married. We immediately moved into a basement apartment because that's all that was available within our budget. This place had a poltergeist and my wife was terrified. Whatever resided there with us made it clear it wanted to live alone. Dishes, glasses, and other items would fly off the shelf. My wife was hit several times. There was always an ominous feeling like we were being watched. At night when we walked through the apartment in the dark, there would be insanely bright flashes of light and that would illuminate the entire room. One night while we were going to bed, as soon as my wife and I walked into the bedroom, we heard a voice from nowhere say, "My name, move." My wife looked at me. I looked at her. I said, "Loudy, you've got it, bud." We moved out 2 days later and stayed with family. The old lady who owned the place died a few months later, and the house was torn down. It is still an empty lot to this day. Nothing but grass and a tree. I still drive by it every now and then.
Weird.
You've got it, bud. I saw these videos online of people that live in the house and, like, the stuff just moves and, like, all the time. Like, stuff just moves and, like, doors close, lights, blah, blah, all the time. I don't know anyone in their right. If that was happening in your house, why would you stay there that long? I'd be out in, like, 5 minutes, let alone, like, I'd only come back to get my stuff. But I would, like, I don't care. I would, like, drive to someone's house and be like, "My house is haunted. I'm not staying there." You know what I mean? Like, the amount of stories you hear about stuff happening in someone's house and they just don't leave for, like, months.
Yeah.
You know?
Or, like, any horror movie ever.
Yeah.
Where they're like, "Oh, well, we just bought this house, so we're not moving."
Yeah, and I mean, I understand, though, because, like, moving and, like, housing is expensive, so that's why people don't leave, but, like...
Right. Or, like, the people who think that they can fight the ghosts in the movies.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And they're like, "I'm gonna stay because I'm better than this ghost," and then they die. But,
yeah.
Dude, if a ghost ever said move out, I agree, I would be out of there.
And then they're like, "Move," and I'm like, yeah.
You got it, bro. Exactly. Yeah.
I feel like we should read another one because that one was short.
Do you have another short one?
Let me look and see what the short ones are.
You got it, bro.
I wanted to read "It Came for Us in the Graveyard." That one sounded very spooky.
Okay.
I'll have to... I mean, it's not as short as that, but it's fine. One more.
Okay.
"We were driving my friend's really old beat-up Subaru through a massive graveyard." Fun. "We stopped and walked down a hill."
Yeah, wait. Can we just stop for a second?
Okay. They were... I'm like, are you trying to get haunted?
Why were they... Like, who drives a Subaru through a graveyard for fun? That seems disrespectful to
Maybe
the dead.
Maybe it was, like, it does seem disrespectful to the dead. Maybe that's why they got haunted. Yeah. They were like, "Stop driving on my grave."
100%.
You know? But, I mean, I guess maybe it was, like, what's that Devil's Night, the night before Halloween, and people are like, you know?
Yeah, that night.
The toilet paper night. "We stopped and walked down a hill and came across a little pond. There was someone sitting on a rock on the other side of the pond. The figure was all black and we couldn't make out any features other than the fact it looked like a man who was wearing some old style top hat. We stupidly waved and shouted, 'Hi.' He didn't show any acknowledgement and continued sitting still on the rock. All of a sudden, he jumped up to his feet, started running to us on the water, and then vanished in thin air about halfway on the pond. My friends and I screamed and ran back to the car. The car wouldn't start, and we heard something banging on the back of the car. It wasn't a constant bang, but every few seconds or so we'd hear it. Nobody was outside from what we could see in the dark, but something was making a noise on the car. I opened my phone and started dialing my mom to come give us a boost, but I had no service. None of us had any cell service. The next 30 minutes were spent trying to get her car started. No banging was heard afterwards, but we felt this heavy pressure around us. Finally, the car started and she hit the pedal to the metal. We sped out of the graveyard so fast. Immediately crossing the gates, all of our phones regained cell service. One thing I know for certain is that someone or something was out there, and it was not an animal or a human."
I mean... I have a conspiracy about this conspiracy.
Oh, what is it?
The sentence, "from what we could see in the dark, no one was out there." What if it was just the graveyard keeper or whatever, being like, stop disrespecting the graveyard with your Subaru.
It could be, but I feel like they would have said something.
Maybe they just wanted to scare them.
Maybe. I feel like that'd be fun.
Either way, I feel like they got what they deserved.
I feel like, yeah, they did.
There is no way that your big Subaru is fitting on the tiny graveyard path. You're probably mowing through people's graves. Probably knocking over headstones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, my mom texted me saying my brother wants the mother one.
The what one? Oh, the
so conspiracy? We're going to read one more and then we're going to go. I'm sorry. But this is fun. I like ghost stories.
Okay.
Okay. My mother attracted evil. Okay. After my parents divorced when I was a teenager, I lived with my mother. I experienced lots of paranormal happenings. Several times when I was reading in my bed, the room would start to feel really icy. Next to it would feel as if something, somebody that hated me was staring.
Hey, no, Bigfoot is so real. I will fight everyone on this.
Bigfoot is the only real thing we talk about. And peanut butter.
Peanut butter is actually real, yes.
Peanut butter is real. So, for our last song, my dad wanted me to play a Green Day song. I can let you choose whatever Green Day song
Green
you want.
Green Day. Okay. Let me choose a non-explicit song.
There are some of those.
There are some of those. Let's see.
Whatever floats your boat, you know? Like, they got a lot.
I was trying to go for spooky, but I didn't have anything spooky, so we're just going to play a classic.
A classic.
All right. This was great. We will see you all next Monday at 7 p.m.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have a great week. Happy Halloween.
WMFO.
Summer has come and passed. The innocent can never last. Wake me up when September ends. Like my father's come to pass, 7 years has gone so fast. Wake me up when September ends. Here comes the rain again, falling from the stars, drenched in my pain again, becoming who we are. As my memory, but never forgets what I lost. Wake me up when September ends.